talking to people and we're just having a fun time. Just talking to me and you. And don't get into your NPR voice.
No NPR voices.
Yeah.
All right. It's Bill and I sitting here. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Upstairs at Eric's.
We are upstairs at Eric's.
Where the hell is Bill?
I'm right here.
And I'm Eric. A little follow-up to John Paul and the Hamtramck Music Festival.
We had a great discussion with him about all the good stuff about the Hamtramck Music Festival and how to get the most out of the festival and really what it's all about and why there's that passion for music in Detroit.
So if you haven't listened to that podcast yet, please do, because this is a follow-up to it. Very informative. It's going to tell you when it's going to start and what to do, what not to do, and we are looking for volunteers, so if you're looking to volunteer, please go to the website, hamtramckmusicfest.com, look it up, and get a hold of us if you're looking to volunteer down there. It's a great venue.
Well,
and,
don't get a hold of us, because we're not going to have anything to do with it, but
well,
what you can do is through the website, yeah, you can figure out how to volunteer. But so what Eric and I did after JP left was we went through the first two pages, maybe one and a half pages of bands that are listed, because for 2020, the bands are already listed. And this is January 24th.
Yeah, we made it through the S's.
Yeah, we went through about 40 bands, and all we did was pull them up on YouTube.
We drank a little Guinness.
And show me the songs. Let me think about it. And so the best way to get, really the whole point of this little chat for us is how do you get the most out of, the best bang for your buck, the most out of your event when you go and see, you know, three nights of music. This is going to be phenomenal. The 27th of February, 28th and 29th is just going to be so much fun, so much good music. All these local acts just cranking it out, having a good time, and like Eric said, go ahead and listen to the previous podcast for us, which is the interview with John Paul, who is the organizer of the Hamtramck Music Festival, telling us all the good stuff about it, why it's there, why it's so important, a couple of things on how to get some good stuff out of it, and all the good things. But so Eric and I went through probably 40 bands of that list that's already up on the Hamtramck Music Festival. The schedule's not out yet as to who's where when, but we went through, you know, A through, what is it, T, and essentially figured out, all right, well, these are the ones we kind of want to hear. And
yep,
this is an easy thing for you to do. Like I said, just pull it up on YouTube and go type in the band name and, oh, hey, there's a couple songs by this band, and listen to it and go, oh, yeah, this is my kind of thing, or this is not my kind of thing. Either way, there's going to be something there for you, right?
Right. There's bands that you might like. There's bands we might not like, but it's kind of what you're feeling for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing to do, like Bill said, go through YouTube and look them up and maybe choose the ones you want to go see. You can set your schedule and you might determine what nights you want to be out there. But anyways, let's talk about some of the ones maybe that we went through.
We did a rating system 1 through 3. Basically, 0 is, yeah, that's not going to be our thing. And this is entirely up to you guys. This is a thing where it's all about your taste. What do you want to see? What do you want to hear? There was only a couple of bands that were like, nah, that's not our thing at all. There's a number of bands that got ones from us as, you know, that's not quite what we want to go see, but if we can fit it into our schedule, maybe that might be interesting. But one of the things John Paul brought up was go see something that's unusual, something that's not normal for you, that you just might get a kick out of. And there was a couple that we ended up looking at going, that's not our thing, but wow, they've got something to them.
Right, right. Well, do me a favor, Bill. Pick out a number 3 for me, and maybe explain why we chose them. If you look at your list there, and you know.
Well, one of the first ones that came up as a number 3, After Dark Amusement, is we marked them as a number 3, and for the life of me, I can't remember exactly why. They just had a certain sound to them. There was a maybe because Eric and I are more rhythm and blues kind of guys. There was something that we heard there that said, oh, this jumped out to us. That was good. There's this other band, Blue Flowers, and it's one word. They also kind of jumped out at us.
And Bill and I have kind of a 80s background when it comes to music. We also appreciate things that are more diverse, rhythm and blues, like you said. Old blues.
Ray Charles.
We're going to see Dead Can Dance. They're coming up, I believe, in April or March. I forgot when.
Yeah.
But very interesting. Been around for a long time. Lisa Gerrard has a phenomenal voice, and it's hard to classify what type of music they play, but it's definitely experimental and very hard to classify. But Bill and I went through our list and made our recommendations. And
to each other.
Yeah, to each other, and they're very diverse. They're not all folky, they're not all rhythm and blues, but it's what sounded good to us.
There's a couple of gals with chicky voices with... like some just kind of interesting, I don't even know if you can't call it rhythm and blues, but it's sort of a folky background.
Yeah.
Good voices. You know, it's just, and again, it comes down to what do you want to hear?
Right.
This festival is phenomenal because for $15, as my brother explained in the prior podcast interview with him, for $15, you get basically three nights of music. Thursday night is free, and that's two venues right across the street from each other. And then Friday night and Saturday night is just every bar in Hamtramck. There's, 23 venues, he said?
Yeah, 23 venues, 190 bands.
Just ridiculous amount of fun. And this is just one of those great things. And like we had talked with John Paul, this is it is essentially, what do you call it, not a charity necessarily, but
a fundraiser type.
It's a fundraiser type thing, and it benefits the community. This is something that's good for Hamtramck. It's fun for all of us that want to go see some. It is a good walk outside and just run from place to place and find the right thing.
You get a little bit of exercise, you hear a lot of good bands, and you never know. It might be your next band you see at DTE, or it might be the next band you see at Little Caesars. But
they could be a Grammy winner. You never know.
Yeah. There are definitely a lot of talent out there, and it's worth checking out.
Yeah. So, like we said, we went through about half of the bands that are listed on the Hamtramck website. And we want to direct you to the website. The website again is?
It's hamtramckmusicfest.com.
Yes. And so we want you to go there. And right now, as of today, the 24th of January, the schedule for which band plays in what venue is not out yet. But you can pre-listen to and go, you know, hey, what? Here's this band here. And we seriously just went through, looked up the name on YouTube, pulled up whatever music they were playing, and said, oh yeah, that's one that's interesting. Nope, that's not interesting. Yep, that's interesting. You know, and holy cow, these guys are going to be amazing. This is going to be fun. And we've determined that we're going to go to, there's at least six of them that we've already found. We've only been through half the bands.
Yeah, and all the ones that we kind of previewed, they all had videos of some type.
Yeah.
Whether they were live clips of shows they did, or whether it's their official video.
Mm-hmm.
But any bands out there that are on the bill that don't have videos or live shots of their band playing, get them out there, because it's a good way to kind of vet what bands you might want to see. Save you a little bit of time and help set your schedule a little bit better. So it's a good thing to do.
And this is going to be a couple of good fun nights in a row. You're going to see Eric and I Thursday night at the opening. We're volunteers. Whatever my brother says I'm doing is that's what I'm doing. But we're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then, you know, Friday and Saturday night, we'll be floating around. Come say hi to us. You'll go, we don't know what you guys look like because we've never seen any video of you.
And video might be up and coming. We haven't decided yet.
Well, but there's a good reason there's no video, because we're ugly. But you'll find the Unguarded Moments guys hanging out with all the good stuff.
And it's unscripted. Unguarded Moments unscripted.
Right. That sounds like something we talked about earlier tonight.
Like that.
Whatever.
What about that John Paul was talking about, the Hamtramck the party with the organs. You Saturday? Guys aren't invited, but we are.
Yeah,
but
we're going to be there.
Interesting what they're putting on for
Saturday night. Not sure what time the venue starts, but there's going to be three guys playing at a church in a.
I think he said nine bands total, or was that between the 2 days? Didn't he say nine bands total?
No, you're not listening.
I probably wasn't listening.
You weren't listening. The organ is going to be played. There's a church organ. This is a 100-year-old church.
Right.
With a huge, you know, three-tier organ, just like the greatest fun thing ever. And there's going to be three guys in different times playing this organ, but not playing church music. They're going to be playing popular music. And one of them is the guy who helped co-write Eminem's, what you call it?
Do you remember his name? I don't remember
that
his
guy.
Name either, that guy. So it's
on
it's,
our previous podcast.
Yeah. It's who Eminem works with. It's one of his, I'm guess, writers, managers, slash managers.
Writer
and
guy.
He's going to be there too.
But. And he's going to be playing some of these. It's going to be crazy. Could you imagine listening to Led Zeppelin or Yes, or some other famous popular music played on a huge church organ. Oh my gosh, that's going to be so much fun. We will be there. It will be awesome. That'll
we'll
be Saturday.
We'll report back. We'll see if we can get some live coverage and report back and let you guys know how it went. And I'm sure it's going to be an impressive night, that's for sure.
Well, and you'll need to be there too because it's going to be fun and crazy. And you might get on video because by that time we'll actually have
it. You might be on video by then. Who knows? You might get whatever.
You never know.
Yeah, once you
video.
Give us a ding for that. We're working on it.
Give me some video.
It's still low budget for right now, but that's the way we like it.
Simple,
raw and unscripted, like we say.
Simple and easy and unscripted. But so the bottom line for this little podcast, this short little message that we're giving to you is go onto the Hamtramck Music Festival website, find the bands that you want to go see, plan out your, you know, just
pay
go,
the money.
Just go, hey, you know, this sounds interesting. I want to go see these guys. This should be fun. And when you and I have gone, this will be fun. When you and I have gone the last 3 or 4 years that you and I have gone as participants, I've always volunteered on the Friday night. So I don't get to go see any of the venues on Friday night, but I go Saturday night because I volunteered. That's another bonus for being a volunteer is you get your $15 wristband for nothing because you've donated your time. It's kind of a bonus. But because I do that, Saturday night we'll go and see. Each year we've gone and see 4 to 6 bands.
Yeah, at least 4 to 6 bands.
Yeah, and every time we've gone, what's your response?
Bill's, he's so far, he's about 8 for 8, so I'm giving him credit. We went through and we vetted out this year's about half the playbill, and I think we're sitting pretty good. We might go through the rest. And
this was the first year that you and I have gone through the bands together. But I've done this in the past and gone through each of the bands and said, I want to see them, I want to see them, I want to see them. And every time I've taken you, you've gone, all right, dude, you've picked all the good ones.
Yeah, yep.
You know?
And there is, we've got a lot of bands we want to see, so we're going to figure out how they fit in the schedule and get out and see these guys and cheer them on, give them the support they need. So
it's a fun thing for those of you who are very meticulous about your schedules. You can figure out and go, oh, well, I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to go there, and then I'm going to go there. And those of you who are just like, yeah, whatever, I don't give a crap, you can hang out with one of those people that has the schedule and go, oh, this is going to be great. We're just going to go and have some fun. And then that person will take you from place to place. And you go, oh, that was fun. Oh, that one sucked. That was great. That was fun. You know, and you can just figure it out.
Yeah, belly up the bar and sit all night and listen to all the bands at the same venue or go walk around. There's smart buses to take you around in case the weather's bad. It's always been 80 and sunny since we've been there. But
lying sack of pieces.
But it's worth the walk.
It is
there's over,
such a
there's
fun
about
23
show. 23 venues, we believe, and they're all within 10 minutes of walking. It's all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Hamtramck's great town. Eclectic, very diverse. Just a great time to be down there and listen to some bands. So
it'll be a great time.
I think so.
Eric, this has been a lot of fun. I'm glad we got to chat about this. It was a real short little brief video and help people figure out what the hell they're doing for the Hamtramck Music Festival.
If you got any questions, just dial us up in that phone number you see down there, and we'll get them answered for you.
Yeah, right. Go ahead. No, and better yet, like and subscribe, and add some comments.
The 12 subscribers we have are all family and friends. There's probably a couple doubles in there, so
yeah. But if you like and subscribe, and or put in comments, I will answer all those comments.
Yes.
We'll tell you where we're going to be. It's going to be fun. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be goofy.
Bill's going to be wearing a chicken hat maybe or something or whatever. So
I'll have my derby on.
Derby on, yeah. So we'll be looking for that and whatever. We'll figure it out as we get closer. We'll have a couple more shows out. Oh, it's our time.
That's the time. Yeah, it's time to hit the road.
We're upstairs at Eric's Unguarded Moments. That's Bill.
Where the hell is Bill?
Where the hell is Bill? And I guess I'm Eric, and we'll be getting back to you shortly. Keep listening. Thank you.
Rock on, baby.
Rock on.